Alexa, Shill TV volume up. I've not made this one in a while, but I do remember it does call for the cinnamon, and the cinnamon does really add to it a lot. This juice, actually, since it's fennel and cinnamon, you think about it, and licorice and cinnamon and sweets, it kind of has like this, for some reason it reminds me of Christmas. This one's really good for digestion, and that's why I'm making it this time. If you ever just feel like you need, yeah, we're not gonna talk about that anyway. So this part's just about done. The one thing I do different with this juice, because of that cinnamon, is once I do the next part, I'm gonna put it in here just to really get that cinnamon mixed in it. You'll see. So, I like to knock that out, give this a little tilt, give it a little tilt this way too, right, run it backwards a little bit, see if you can get some of the excess moving around. Looks like we got some, there we go, run it forward there. Out a little bit. That might be a little bit of OCD on my part. So here's the main juice. We get it out of there. And the stuff drips as thick as it is, the pulp stuff. That's all going to the composter. And then whatever's left inside of there too. Alright, next step. I don't think I have out what I need for that. So let's go ahead and do our teaspoon, and I'm gonna have to put this down for now. No, we'll do that at the very end. It's the only juice I've ever seen that calls for like something like that. Juicing Bible. That's where I get some of my ideas. Okay, we need this guy. This is my little depulping trick. So I actually need both my hands to do this. I'm gonna pour this into here, and it's just gonna strain out the pulp that's left. So, just set this down somewhere. In the meantime, give me 1 second. Dubai. Okay, here we go. You might be able to hear me jiggling it back here. That's just helping it get through the screen.
people keep that pulp in there, and I mean, I get it, I understand, but I just like the sensation of not having pulp.
I'm a no pulp orange juice buyer. So there's the tiny bit of pulp that was left in there. It is now out of the juice. I'll just get rid of that. Lose that. Let's see how much we ended up with today. So this one made about 2 cups. We wanted 2 cups. Just about 2 cups. Alright. So now, because of that cinnamon, I'm really getting it mixed up in there. I like to use this. So we'll just dump our juice in here. Okay. Okay, there's cinnamon. Again, guess have to find out for this. You do a 1/4 teaspoon. Where did I find that one? That's a half. Here's a 1/4. 1/4. Yay. Now I do a heaping 1/4 because I really like the cinnamon. Who the hell doesn't like cinnamon, right? So that's in there. So I'll just kick the lid back on there. Go low on this, there's no need for it to be high. Now I know I could just whisk it, but man, this gets it mixed around a whole lot better and a lot faster. So there's that. As soon as that's done, we're done. We get a nice glass to pour this in so it looks nice for a little video, which I was not planning on doing, but seem to be doing anyway. Let's go with this nice clear one so you can see everything. We'll do it up here. Got a mess around here. I got some cleaning to do. Barely touched my coffee this morning. Yum. Okay. It's looking quite mixed there now. Yeah, I said I was going to do the pour up here. Okay. Here we go. I hope I don't make a mess trying to do this. Okay, let's get right about there. Not the nicest color. Kind of funky looking. I think apple cider or something. And we're just not quite getting all of it in there. That's okay. Anyway, there you go. The sun is blaring. There. There we go. Let's see how it tastes. Oh my god. It's like a fucking dessert. It's so good. You have no idea how good that is. But there you go. Final Fantasy is according to the Juicing Bible. Not bad.